Scientists, or some scientists anyway, are increasingly of the view that the North and South Poles are the canaries in the coal mine when it comes to understanding the world's rapidly changing climate system. The poles are key because they harbour the Earth's frozen water supplies known as the cryospheres. One scientist who says we need to look to the poles for clues as to what will happen next in terms of climate change is Dr. David Grimes. He's the president of the World Meteorological Organization. The global climate chief says recent record heat waves, forest fires, and flash flooding are signs that the Earth's climate system has entered a new meteorological era, and he predicts there will be more extremes to come. David Grimes is in Melbourne for a two-day climate forum where he'll deliver the opening remarks this morning. He's in our Melbourne studios first, though. David Grimes, welcome to Australia and welcome to breakfast.
Oh, thank you, Fran.
If the North and the South Poles are the canaries in the coal mine, what are they currently telling us, David?
Well, the what we're learning, of course, about the cryosphere is that we're seeing, particularly in the northern hemisphere, some rapid changes. And one of the clear indicators that has been used of depleting a depleting cryosphere has been sea ice in the Arctic.
And what's it been telling us?
Well, it's indicating that we've had record low minimums in the last few years, and we've also in the southern hemisphere for the first time around Antarctica, we also had the lowest sea ice minimum ever recorded.
And the lowest sea ice minimum in Antarctica, tell us what that means.
Well, it means that typically during the winter, ice builds up around the Antarctic Peninsula. And it decreases over the summer period. And there usually is remnants of sea ice that stays all year round. And so as a minimum, what we're recording is that it's getting less and less and less, and that's an indicator that there have been significant changes that are taking place within the Earth system.
And let's talk about the Earth system, because you're keenly interested in the cryosphere. That's the Earth's frozen water supplies. I guess that's what we're talking about here. But where is all this frozen water?
Well, the water is the cryosphere. There are kind of two clear locations. I mean, there's ice that and snow that is over land.
Yeah.
And then secondly, there's the glaciers that are in the mountains around the world. In fact, there are 99 countries of the world that have some form of cryosphere.
And you talked about the poles, but what is happening to the cryosphere and what is that telling us?
So over the last several years, we've seen in high mountains, for example, a decline in glaciers. And as this indication, as glaciers are retreating, many people of the world depend on glaciers and snow that occur during the winter period for their water supply. So there's an implication to the world's water resources. And this is why it's an important area for our study.
And so what are you seeing?
Well, what we're seeing is this decline. I could suggest that in the context of the polar regions, the poles, the fact that the Earth system depends is governed, and the weather systems are governed by the exchange of heat and energy between the poles and the equatorial zone. If there is a decrease, as we're seeing indications, a decrease of the cryosphere in the polar regions, this will actually change the exchange of energy between the equator and the pole.
So because there's less of an extreme between them.
Exactly. There's less of an extreme. And there have been indications it changes the flow of weather patterns, and that has an implication on climate over the long term.
And from your study, I mean, you've set up this World Climate Research Program in 1980. Are you studying the impact of that, or what you suspect is the impact of that?
Yeah, so the World Climate Research Program has a few critical areas in their study of the cryosphere. One of them is trying to understand the behavior of the accumulation, the cryosphere, and its changes and its implications on the sort of a global scale. And we have also associated with that a year, we call it year of polar prediction, which is an intensive study period that we'll conduct this year and next that will look at how we're monitoring these changes between sort of in these polar regions. And that'll have an implication on how we'll better forecast, understand the trends both in the weather time as well as in the climate. And the second aspect of that of the World Climate Research Program is trying to understand the stability of ice sheets. And of course, that's very important in Antarctica, where we have significant ice sheets that sit really. It's just a layer of ice that goes up over the ocean. And as the ocean waters change in temperature, and this is another signal that we've seen that, you know, ocean waters are warming, that would actually result in destabilizing those ice sheets, and they break off, then they actually contribute to sea level rise.
That's potentially very big changes. I mean, if the ice sheet doesn't freeze, if it breaks off and sea level rises, potentially that's what one might call a game changer or a tipping point, isn't it? I mean, what does that do to our modelling if that is the case? I'm not saying it is the case, but if that is the case.
The sea level research has made certain assumptions based on the things that we've learned to date. And there's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is a body that does the assessment of science over a 5 or 6 year period of time, is currently doing a special study on the cryosphere. And if we have circumstances where we destabilize ice sheets and they break off and they go into the sea, we have this context of affecting kind of the modeling that we do for sea level. We also have satellites that monitor sea level rise in the ocean on a regular basis, and so this is one of the things that we use to kind of understand the state of change of the world's climate system.
And just very briefly and finally, David Grimes, how would you describe the state of change? Is it different or more rapid than you anticipated?
It's more rapid in about 5 or 10. Well, I'll say about 10 years ago when we started to see this rapid decline. There was the estimates, for instance, in the Northern Hemisphere that we would lose sea ice at a certain rate has already been exceeded. And that that tells you that we're seeing significant changes. We're seeing significant changes in Greenland. And now, of course, we're starting to detect these implications in Antarctica with respect to the ice shelves.
David Grimes, thanks for watching. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Fran.
Dr. David Grimes is president of the World Meteorological Organization in Melbourne for the 2-day Australian Meteorological and Oceanographic Society Symposium.